cool but addictive music for the UK and the world. Coast 1079.
Spot on that, you know, that's really, really good. That's Rocking the Blues Away, AC/DC here at Coast1079.com. Hey, good afternoon to you. And before that, you know, we had a bit of Jules Holland and Joss Stone. That's a great, great song from Jules' latest album. That single gets released on the 1st of June, so we're way, way ahead of that one. It's called Letting Me Down. And before that, from 84, The Wonderful Queen and Radio Gaga. It's Coast1079.com, just gone 10 past 2, Monday afternoon. And a special guest in the studio. Old schoolmate, we haven't seen each other for about 46 years, and the rest, I suppose, but he's a well-known name around the Southport area from his ventures from years gone by, and he's come home for a fortnight from Austin, Texas, and he's already got a host of gigs lined up. The main one is going to be on Friday. It's a reunion gig at the Mount, but as I open the microphone, he's brought his guitar with him as well. He's going to do some work for us, the one and only Alan Mays. Alan, welcome.
Good afternoon, John.
Good afternoon to you. Don't be so placid. No, just be your normal self.
I'm feeling very posh today. I'm in Southport.
Yeah, okay. Very, very posh. So, come on, what brings you back?
It just seemed like the right time to come back and have a couple of weeks. I've had short visits over the last 10 or so years, and it just seemed like the right time to just have a couple of weeks here, maybe pick up in a plane and just do visit with people. Yeah. And I always know for a fact that May is always better weather than June or July. And I'm not wrong. Look at today.
I know. But yeah, you're not right. When I spoke to you this morning, you said, I can't believe I'm walking through Southport with a blue sky.
Yeah, I know. Incredible. Yeah. I love it. And Southport looks great this time of year. I love it.
Yeah. And have you picked up any old friends?
A lot. We've run into I'm amazed just how many people that I've... With Facebook is a great connector, as most people know about.
Yes.
You and I, for instance, we wouldn't be having this conversation if it wasn't for Facebook. I could have come to town, we would have not known. But so Facebook has kept me somewhat in contact. Skype keeps me in visual contact with people. So when I see people, it doesn't feel like 10 years. It feels like, well, we Skyped last month or last year, or we wrote, emailed.
Yeah.
People we would never have stayed in touch with. So I'm expecting to see even more faces over the next few days, and hopefully they'll turn up.
Right, well, tell us about the Mount. What's going to happen at the Mount?
Yeah, well, as Pete Scholes and I played here for the late 80s to the mid-90s, very regularly at all the local bars.
Is he a name that people would know in Southport, Pete Scholes?
Pete Scholes is the musical director at the Arts Centre and the head of performing arts at the college, and a phenomenal keyboard player. And him and I formed this duo in the 80s just for fun, and before we knew it, we were playing 4 or 5 nights just doing power keyboard drum machine driven rock pop.
Because I'm not from Southport, Alan. Where were you playing in the
old Raphael? Our biggest venue was the old Raphael's Club, which was in the Bold Hotel on Lord Street. But we did the Mulligans and places I, off the top of my head, don't remember. But Raphael's was 2 or 3 nights a week for several years.
Really?
And it was the hottest gig in town at the time.
Right.
But my history goes back to the mid to late 70s with the old Elton L. When I first came into Southport to play, was 77 through 82.
Right.
3 and 4 nights a week at the Elton L, which became the Glass House.
Okay, yeah, I know where that is, yes.
Which became Lord's, and then it relocated to the other Lord's, which was on the corner of Neville Street.
Yes.
And that again was another really hot spot, and played there regularly with numerous, even before I'd met Pete Scholes, with numerous combinations of duos and trios.
Right.
So I've always been a little bit of a semi legend, very big on Lord Street, but not much further.
And the people on Friday night, it's obviously the Mount's a great venue. It's a free gig to come into.
Oh, absolutely. Of course.
Yeah. And what can they expect?
Old favourites. And more than us being there, a lot of people will see their friends sitting there drinking.
Yeah.
Who they say, God, I haven't seen you since Alan was last home in 1990 or whatever. Right. So when we did our gig last Friday in Rainford, people came from far and wide, and it was a reunion for them as much as for us.
Right.
Because they've also lost contact with each other and moved to different parts of Lancashire.
Right. And so, of course, you're back in Rainford tomorrow night?
Tomorrow night is the open mic night. in Rainford, which I'm just hosting it and doing a few songs.
Right, where is this on?
The Junction Pub in Rainford, right at the level crossing in Rainford village there, just outside St. Helens.
Right.
That's on Tuesday. Then on Saturday, there, at the same place, we're doing a, more of a band thing. Pete and I with a local drummer and bass player.
Okay, so it's the full hit on Saturday.
It seems like unrehearsed, on the fly. They tell me it'll be fine.
Yeah,
I've heard that one before. Don't worry, we know what we're doing. Yeah, right.
Yeah, so that's going to be like the follow-up to Friday.
Yes, Friday. But luckily, Pete's made himself available for all of this stuff because Pete's looking forward to doing doing all this thing. So if I've got Pete with me, then I feel a lot safer because Pete does know his stuff and has guided me musically for many years now.
And it's totally unrehearsed. You don't know what you're just going to say. Oh, let's do this one.
I've always played by the seat of my pants. Yeah. Whereas Pete is musically trained and knows if I'm going wrong, he'll go wrong with me.
Yeah.
But look at me while shaking his head in bewilderment of like, why am I playing with this buffoon?
Yeah. Okay.
Does he not know the difference between A minor and F? And, Pete, I don't. Just get me out of this mess I've got myself into.
Right. Okay.
So I have great faith in him.
Okay, well, as I say, I'm bringing another musical legend up tomorrow night. I'm going to bring Dave Edge with me tomorrow.
I've heard so much about him.
You know, and he's he plays quite regularly in the Junction, Dave.
Yep.
With the Linda Campbell Band on a Friday night.
I believe.
You know.
He was being praised to me, but I've never met him. And somebody said to me, I saw this guy in Southport, Dave Edge, and he's like you in the old days. He plays one guitar and has no song is beyond him attempting. Mm. They quoted Salisbury Hill by Peter Gabriel with solo guitar.
Yeah.
I'm thinking, this is a man with no nerves.
That's right.
And back in those days, I wouldn't hesitate. I'd do Bohemian Rhapsody. One guitar, no shame.
Yeah. No, I mean, when I was speaking to him yesterday and I said, I've just been talking to another guy and he's got a Behringer 1000 watt mixer and he doesn't know what to do with it. He said, put it in the bin. And I went, hey? He said, put it in the bin. So I said, well, I thought you may be interested in it, Dave. You know, I said, it's got all effects and everything. He said, I don't use effects. He said, what you see is what you get with me, you know. He's got a most incredible piece of equipment. I don't know what it's... It looks like a sitar, but it isn't.
I've seen the picture of this balalaika type looking thing. I've seen it. It's a weird thing. I've never heard one.
Satern? It's a Satern. A 10-string Satern.
God figure.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. We'll hopefully witness that tomorrow night.
He'll bring it with him, without a doubt, you know. So that's tomorrow night, open mic night. Friday night at the Mount in Southport. That's going to be a lock-in, to say the least.
I hope so.
Yes. Doesn't matter if it's 1, 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, they'll still be playing.
I would certainly be drinking.
Yeah, okay. Saturday, you're at the at the Junction in Rainford with... like 2:45, to say a proper band night.
Yeah, it's a proper if not again longer.
And then you're going across the water.
Yeah, we got some interest from what you've told me more about than I knew. This place called the Row.
The Row Bar, WRO.
Lounge and Bar in West Kirby. Mm. And old connections, he said, I'd love to come. I'll shuffle my schedule. Can you do Sunday? And it's the bank holiday next morning, of course, the Monday. So 6 till 9 over there. And my girl singer we have with me, she's more excited about, you mean I'm going to get to go to the Wirral under the tunnel? Can we do the Mersey ferry?
Yeah.
She's very excited about that.
But you and I are going to get her more excited now, aren't we? We're going to keep that one quiet.
Our little secret Southport resident that we've now found out about?
Yes.
Indeed. Yeah.
I'm going to get Sniffer the dog onto it very soon. Yeah. He's round the corner.
If we've got a connection there, I mean, most people know all the Southport celebrities. I only just found out while I'm living in the States and watching Lee Mack. I mean, I love watching Lee Mack, and I found out he's a Southport kid.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I don't know what his history is here, but Southport's churning out some megastars of late, aren't they?
Mm, absolutely, yeah.
But that 60s superstar that you and I have talked about, yes.
We'll get the sniffer dogs onto that as we speak.
That's our mic, is it?
Yes, yeah. Mm. Right, what are you going to do for us now, Al?
It depends whatever you want me to do. Do you want something from my Costello days, or do you want to go down that road?
Do whatever you like, mate. Whatever you feel comfortable with, because it'll all go down well.
Well, I think something that's quite relevant to the situation. I've had a very, very quick mull on this, So I've got a little idea.
Have you?
Yeah. That's something that's very relevant to our situation today.
Okay.
Do you want me to just start right now?
Yeah, this is Alan Mays and he's live on Coast 1079 and it's his return into this studio that he's never been before, to return to me for over 46 years. My goodness me. What a return, mate. Good to see you.
Thank you, John. There are places I remember all my life, though some have changed, some forever, not for better. Some have gone and some remain. All these places have their moments with lovers and friends I still can recall. Some are dead and some are living. In my life, I love them all. But of all these friends and lovers, there is no one compares with you, and these places lose their meaning when I think of love as something new. Though I know I'll never lose affection for people and things that went before, I know I'll often stop and think about them. In my life, I love you more. In my life, I love you more.
Brilliant, mate. Brilliant.
I thank you.
Were the Beatles a big influence on you, Alan?
Was my playing the B minor, or should have been playing C minor big? That's my crucial crisis right now.
Yeah, okay.
But were the Beatles big influence on me?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah?
Absolutely. In the days of making cardboard guitars and using the broom as a mic stand,
yeah.
10 years old, absolutely. The mirror, the cardboard guitar, and the carpet sweep as a mic stand, absolutely. Twist and Shout, first record I ever bought, 1963. Massive influence.
Right, yeah.
Like all people of our generation, of course. I was always the Beatles before the Stones or any of them. Partly followed by the Small Faces a little bit later.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, yeah. And of course, when you go back home, I mean, you've only just told us this, you're going to rekindle a meeting with Elvis Costello.
We've spoken several times this year and email, but we haven't actually spoken face to face since 1980 here in Southport when he came through to play the Floral Hall. It's the last time we physically saw each other.
Right.
But him and I have reunionized, to invent a word.
Yeah.
And talking to him, it's like nothing. No years had passed.
Right.
And it's frightening to know that it was 73. When we were working the folk clubs together.
Yeah, yeah.
And we got in touch. He was fascinated that I had demo recordings of us from that era, which there are no others on the face of the earth.
Yeah.
So he wanted those. And he's currently writing his autobiography.
Really?
So, and for publication before the end of the year. So yeah. It was like, now we've spoken, I'm going to have to rewrite a lot of chapters because you've reminded me of a ton of stuff I'd forgotten about. Yeah. So, it's phenomenal. Like me, we're both into our low 60s now, and he's married to Diana Krall with twins and kids and grandkids.
Yeah.
But to me, it feels...
Do you think you'd be quite humble, Alan, supporting Steely Dan?
The actual gig we're going to in Austin, he is supporting Steely Dan, and he will. I think he's going to know he's in the presence of greatness.
Yeah,
but he's a rock and roll Hall of Fame. I mean, he ain't too shabby what he's done.
Mm.
He's highly respected. I think McCartney rates him as one of the greatest living songwriters England's produced. If McCartney says you're good, you can't be too bad.
No.
And when we talk, he doesn't talk in any kind of pomposity about, when I was with Bob Dylan this morning, we talked like it was 1973 again. The one name he did drop to me in his awe, he said, "Alan, you won't believe how weird it is when Burt Bacharach calls you at midnight and says, can you help me with some of these lyrics?" Burt Bacharach called. He said, "Yeah." He said, "This man's 86. That he said that is a legend. Bob Dylan and Paul. That's one thing. But Burt, he said, he calls me at all hours of the night. Can you help me with a few lyrics?"
Yeah.
I mean, that's that's having made it.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh well, brilliant. Before you disappear, because I know you're on a whistle stop tour, and I really do appreciate, you know, me bumping into you this morning, taking you out the opticians, taking you all over the place, and rerunning your schedule like I always do with different people. Can you give us another song?
Yeah, I can do that. For those of you people who might be interested in such historical things, this is a song that Costello and I wrote during 72, 73. I've recorded it a few times and played it with numerous bands. He adapted it slightly on one of his songs called Ghost Train in a late 70s, early 80s album. And this was a song we wrote about how tough it was playing at the bottom of the heap in folk clubs of Liverpool for, and I've recorded this, £1 a night we got paid, if we were lucky. Yeah. We went to Warwick University for £15 in 1973. There and back, 15 quid, split between two of us. And he came with this idea about writing a song about two people in the music hall era who never really made it but tried everything they could to make it. And little did we know at the time that he was going to go on to the level he went to.
Yeah.
And this was called... Maureen and Sam.
Maureen and Sam.
Yeah. Maureen and Sam will amaze you with songs that only could come from a star, with a comical dance and a glance from afar. They're just trying to please, and would please if you give them a chance. Oh my God, do you hear what she said about the way that I talk and hold my head in the air? The lights and the magic have faded away. Maureen and Sam will continue to smile, though their audience mumble and stumble in the aisle. That first hello and the hasty goodbye. The backdrop is crumbling and dust is all that remains. Dare you to say that I'm cheap and I'm mean when you know that it's me holding the seal in the air. The anger of night has faded away. Maureen and Sam never were a success, but their picture still hangs on the dressing room wall. The glory that comes and the glory that goes. And while Maureen lies dying, the drummer still sits waiting for his day to arrive.
Brilliant.
Not bad for two 17-year-olds. Thank you all. Yeah. I think I was 18, he was 17. Not too shabby for a couple of kids.
Yeah. And don't forget, we always hold the esteem about you being ejected from the Prison Officers Club by my mate. Who wouldn't let you on stage?
Yeah, Pete Scholes reminded me of this story, that we were playing at Liverpool Prison Officers Club and we got there with the band and the DJ said, "I'm not moving." And I said, "Well, it's like a six-piece band. We need a little bit of space." "Nope, I'm here now. I'm set up." So we said, "That's fine. We'll go." And so we started carrying the equipment out. The manager of the club came running after us. Pete's just arriving now on the way in as we're on the way out. The language was choice.
Yes.
And Pete said, where are you going? So that's it, we're not playing. So there's a big argument ensued in the parking lot, and eventually, now it turns out to be a friend of yours, the DJ eventually moved his little DJ boxes and his little little flashy lighty thing and said, well, okay, then I'll let you. DJs and musicians, you know, it's a long-standing feud, as you well know.
If you're there first, you know, hang on a minute, you know.
First come, first grabs on the best bit of stage.
Oh, it's been great catching up, Al. It really has.
Thank you, John. You know, a pleasure and an honour. Thank you, so much.
And I look forward to seeing you tomorrow night.
Yep.
You know, and
Friday at the Mount.
Yeah, I will get there a little bit later on because I'm viewing, supposed to be the number one MJ, Michael Jackson, tribute. So, but at the Mount, I believe you're going to have a guest flautist.
I believe our Sarah. Yeah, I still have to have this approved at the highest level, you know. Musical direction is out of my jurisdiction. I'm just a bar hack, but I'm sure Mr. Pete Scholes will be glad to see one of his former pupils knocking out a bit of a song in the pub rack.
And if you're lucky, she might even bring me saxophone.
Oh! There you go. Nothing like a bit of flaunting.
No. Alan, brilliant, mate.
Thanks, John.
Yeah, catch you soon.
Pleasure. Thank you, sir.
There we go. The one and only Mr. Alan Mays. You'll catch him at the Rainford area, at the Junction, tomorrow, which is the open mic night. Friday's the big one, though, at the Mount. Anybody who knows him from Southport days, all those old places in the 80s, please go to the Mount. It's like a reunion night. And, well, you know, the doors will close, but everything will carry on behind closed curtains, and rightly so. Then, of course, off to the Junction again for a proper band night on Saturday. And then the Row Bar on Sunday. That's over in West Kirby. It's where you go through the tunnel and have a little bit of a nosebleed and have to pay you £1.70. But it'll be a fantastic time, those three nights with Alan Mays.
Rock, country, soul and more. Coast 1079.